Want to read this? Anybody want to read this? No?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Our next case this evening is case number 12,496. George E. and Lucille J. Kem seek a variance from the rear yard setback requirements for a proposed structure, sections 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Bayberry Court within the Marina at Peppers Creek subdivision. The 911 address is 33276 Bayberry Court, Dagsboro. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel is District 233, Map 7, and Parcel 277. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 2-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback for a proposed screen porch. And staff would like to note that to date, we have received 2 letters of support from neighbors on each side of this property, and that we've received 0 letters of opposition and 0 mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you.
Please come forward and be sworn in.
You state your name and address for the record.
George E. Kem, 33276 Bayberry Court, Dagsboro.
Thank you.
Lucille J. Kem, 33276 Bayberry Court, Dagsboro.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you. We're asking for a 2-foot variance to build the minimum of a 8x12 screen room. And the reason that we need the variance is because when we built the house, the contractor put the house back too far on our lot. And let's see, so we can't use the property, or we can't put any screen room or sunroom on here without a variance. It's completely, you know, the bugs are just completely unusable to use the backyard otherwise. And there's no other place to put the screen room. It will enhance our property and goes along with the cosmetic of the whole neighborhood. Everybody's got screen rooms or sunrooms on the back of their houses.
The problem is there's chicken farms on the other side of the road.
We get a lot of bugs.
We get a lot of flies.
Yeah. So.
Well, your back door is the roadway in your development, so I don't see any chicken houses.
No,
it's tiny now. He's on his
fault. Yeah, it's like we're the fourth house in from the entrance to the marine.
When
to
they open
the development,
those coops.
And the chicken farms are on the other side of Piney Neck Road. Mm-hmm. And it's just.
Between them and the mosquitoes. So we back up to the road. Where you see the grasses on our, we're actually maintaining 2 to 3 feet of that grass before the grasses. That is considered
common
ground. So.
And you knew that when you bought it, correct?
Actually, when we bought the house, we couldn't have even done this. The builder gave us an extra 5 feet. About a year after we moved in. We built the house, but he gave us it because he didn't want to maintain it. But then he gave us the ground and then said, maintain this other 3 feet.
Who's the builder, if I may ask?
It's Insights. It's Bobby Horsey is the developer.
Okay.
And Bobby gave us the 5 feet for, there's about 6 or 7 houses he gave us 5 feet on. But the builder, it should have been a setback of 30 feet at the time, and it's 37 feet.
Was the house built when you purchased the home?
No, the builder built it. But we were in New Jersey when he dug the hole. And we didn't even realize it. At that point, we didn't even really consider putting anything on the back of the house because we knew we didn't have enough room. But now with this extra 5 feet, we can at least put an 8-foot deep screen room on there and enjoy it, enjoy our backyard. bug-free.
Who did this drawing? It's not a survey. Who did the drawing that we have before?
This is a survey that we copied, and then he put the screen on it.
Somebody told me that I should draw what we want to do on here.
You have the big one. Do you have a copy of the big survey?
I have what you have right there, but this isn't not a survey. That's what I'm saying. Oh, wait a minute.
There should have been like a...
So you didn't get it surveyed?
No, we didn't get it surveyed because Bobby surveyed the property when he gave us the 5 feet.
And Bobby who?
Bobby Horsey.
I think that we submitted a plot plan.
Well, I think she's talking about this, right?
I am.
Yeah. This is a... We didn't get it resurveyed.
Do you have a written document that says that he gave you that...
Well,
extra footage?
Yeah, we do. Not with us, but I think... I think those dots were the old property or something. But we do have a piece of paper. We just don't have it with us because we had a survey when we purchased the house, and then we had to sign papers when we accept this new ground.
He gave
When you couldn't you make it 6 feet by 12 feet and be in compliance?
No, we wouldn't be bothered doing that. 6 feet, you can't even put a couple chairs out there. I mean, really, we're only for an 8 foot. We only need a foot and 2 inches. We asked for a 2 foot variance to cover our butt if the builder uses us. Yeah, makes a mistake.
Okay.
We actually had, there was people surveying in the neighborhood, and they have these things in the ground. They're like magnetic pins or something they put in the ground. And
don't even go there, George, because the survey is a survey.
I know. Well, I'm just saying.
He's saying he measured 17.
He measured
feet.
17.
All right, one of you talk at one time, okay?
Okay.
So there's 5 reasons to grant a variance. What is the uniqueness of the property?
The uniqueness of the property, which I type. Our lot backs up to the community common grounds. While the plot plan says 6.85 feet, we maintain 3+ feet of community ground before the plant tree line.
The grass.
At the back of the house, we're 20 feet from, we have 20 feet of grass before the community plant line.
Well, how does that make the property unique?
Well, we don't have anybody behind us.
It's
open space.
It's a street.
Behind us. It's a street, yeah.
Okay. Cannot otherwise be developed.
Well, the 2 foot variance for a 6 foot screen room would be just a hallway, a screen hallway. You know, you want to be able to put a couple of chairs out there and enjoy it. And even though it would be 12 foot wide, it'd be narrow.
Okay. Not created by the applicant.
Well, no, the builder put it back 37 feet instead of 30.
And had you told him to put it 30?
30 was what we were told it had to be at that point.
Okay.
I don't know if it's changed since then. They seem like they're closer to the street now in our neighborhood. But our garage starts at 37 feet.
And how will it not alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
Well, the essential character of the neighborhood is everyone
is doing it.
They're putting screen rooms or sunrooms on the neighborhood. It will only enhance our property and dress up our backyard.
Okay. And is it the minimum variance to afford relief?
Yes.
You're asking for the minimum variance, correct?
Yes.
Are there any other variances in the subdivision?
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm asking this, Ann, sorry.
That was a builder mistake, too.
So that was denied, that variance? So that must have been for a dwelling.
Existing.
I can tell you where there's a variance is off of Piney Neck Road, all the houses that back up the Piney Neck Road.
Try double clicking, Ann. Do you have an HOA?
Yes.
And do you have approval from them?
No, we're coming to you first before we know the HOA. We're not going to spin our wheels, you know. We're trying to do it the right way. I know that the one that's not working, I know what that variance was.
If this board approves this, do you believe your HOA will approve
it?
Yes. Sure. Everybody. Yeah. Screen rooms.
Well, they may have screen rooms, but they're not getting variances because there's only three there. They may have enough room that they don't need a variance.
I don't know if you did the whole property, 138 houses there.
I've seen that. That was proposed also.
Yeah.
Both of them. Two of them were existing. One was denied.
Question. Mm-hmm. On the survey, mm-hmm. at the bottom of the survey where you drew in what you believe the proportion would be, there's a strip of land going across there that's designated by a honeycomb.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And at the bottom, I'm going to say the bottom left-hand corner, it says a portion of open space E to be added to lot 69, which I believe is your neighbor?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a statement, and in the bottom, on the other side, it says a portion of space to be added to lot 71, which I believe is your neighbor on the other side? And then up above?
Yeah, it went down.
And then up above on the porch, it says to be added to lot 70. Do you believe that's the designation of the 5 feet?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
There's about 10 houses in a row where he gave us 5 feet or so.
Ms. Ann, can you go to the overview of the subdivision and zoom out? Okay, I wanted to see where those chicken houses were. They're pretty far away.
Pretty far away?
Yeah.
About a block.
Where your small, thin buildings are.
We find chicken feathers on our lawn every once in a while.
Okay, is there any other questions from members of the board? Mr. Williamson?
Do you have anything? Go back up to question one where you answered, going into a little bit of detail, the community common ground and street. Do you have anything in writing?
From?
The common area, the 20, you're stating there's three some odd feet that you're taking care of, the grasses. Do you have any of that in writing?
We don't have that in writing, but ironically, the neighbor on the one side of us sold her house, and the other guy on the other side of us had his property surveyed, okay? So we have the sticks in the ground where this property stops, and the property, those pins stop about 3 feet before the grass stops. And we're all in the same boat. We have to maintain that ground before the tree line starts.
Well, there's no tree line.
Well, the grass.
We're the only ones with grasses. Everybody else has got trees in that spot.
The steps, I see the drawing in the back of it. You have the existing porch. These steps will not project out into the, that's where you, it's kind of drawn. I don't know if it's to scale or not, but.
It is.
It is to scale.
One person, talk at a time, please.
But you got the porch, then you're going to have, you're going to come out of the porch, it would be on my right, and the steps would come down into the back.
The steps and the landing are only going to be as deep as the 8-foot screen room?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
I understand that, but what I'm asking is that's how it's going to be set up. You're going to have the porch, no other steps on any other side or nothing further off the back?
No.
So if they were given this extra land, and they have the small lot, but is it because it's not recorded?
I think it is.
It is recorded.
This has got a recording standpoint, the lot line adjustment.
But that honeycomb part, so why?
Yeah, that's been added as part of this, because you see, there's a notation there that says lot line to be deleted per this plat, area to be added to lot 70. So that area was, when this plan was recorded, and it was approved as evidenced by, there's a notation there signed by, I can't tell whose signature that is from the Planning and Zoning Commission office.
That's Janelle.
But it appears to, it's been approved by staff, so it was allowed to be recorded. And then there's a recording stamp on this, so this would have expanded that lot. So basically, the boundaries of this lot are what you see after that honeycomb ends. Now, the area that they've put for the maintaining part, that's that's not part of their property from what I can tell. That's, and I think they've admitted that, that's just part of the open space.
So what is the rear yard that they need? Because it's a small lot.
Well, I, this one may be under the cluster ordinance, I'm not
it's
sure.
It's a cluster. It's a cluster subdivision, so their rear yard setback should be 10 feet. And I also will note that on the plot plan, there is a stamp from the Recorder of Deeds, which states that it was recorded on July the 6th of 2015 at approximately 3:57 p.m.
The small lot ordinance does not apply to the clusters.
No, it does not.
But the cluster would require a 10-foot, did I hear you correctly?
That is correct.
Yeah, I think the reason the small lot ordinance was designed with the idea that you had many of these already small lots that had been created, and they had setbacks that were designed for the minimum lot size. The cluster ordinance was designed with the idea that you could create smaller lots. You had to meet some other standards, and generally their setbacks were different. So because of that, the small lot ordinance was not to apply to that. They kind of already been given that special consideration when the lot was created.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions?
Yeah, Jenny, is that 8 foot wide, right?
Yes.
Does that count in the overhang?
Does it show it on there?
What do you...
You're overhanging, you're guttering or anything?
He's asking.
Is that what you were asking for the additional... For the because they're asking for 2 feet, it should be able to include.
So that would catch up then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just have a few questions
for you. Along the lots that I think you had indicated there's about 10 lots that kind of got these additional lands mm-hmm. along Wild, I guess it's on Wild Goose Way is where those are. Is that correct?
It's Bayberry Court, Wild Goose backs up to us. Yes.
Yeah, but the additional area would have been added on the Wild Goose Way portion of those lots. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Are there other homes along that same stretch that have screened porches that comply or that do not comply within that area?
What do you mean comply?
You're asking for a variance to put a screened
right.
porch up.
Right. The person next door to us has one that's within the 10 feet.
Meets the building or setback?
Yeah. The gentleman on the other side of us is considering a screen room, and he might need a small variance for it, but I'm trying to think about going down the street. In those 10 lots, I don't think there's anyone else with a variance right now.
Well, one of the things that the board has to keep in mind is that these are not going to create, you know, a domino effect elsewhere. We don't want to have a kind of a usurpation of the zoning code. So yeah, this is why it's something that has to be unique to your property as compared to, you know, others in there. We have a property that's rectangular in shape, and that's the big question is what's unique here and why can't this comply? So that was kind of why I was asking if your neighbors had built something that complied, or it sounds like you may have one that may need it, so.
Yeah, we need it. The neighbor, as you go down the street, the yards are a little deeper than ours. Ours seems to be like the narrowest. The person on the one side of us on 69, their house is much smaller than our house, so they didn't need any variance to build anything. But then we got to our house because of where the builder put the house. We don't have any backyard. We have a really, it's not very deep at all. 16.85 is what they're saying we have.
How far is, I think you referenced it in your testimony, but how far would this porch be from the edge of paving for Wild Goose Way?
I think 40 feet to the start of the street. I know we have those measurements in here.
So I presume that you don't believe that would affect visibility on that road?
Oh, no. It's 20 feet to the grass line where the bushes start, 30 feet to the sidewalk, and 40 feet to the street.
And that's to the, where the street actually exists? Okay, because it says, you know, I look at the survey where it says Wild Goose Way, it appears to be closer than 40 feet, so I'm guessing there's a right-of-way that's wider than the road?
Well, you got our backyard, then you got the tree line, then you got grass, then you got the sidewalk, then you got more grass before you get to the street.
I understand, but when I look at where your house is to the edge of your property, it's 16.85 feet.
Yeah.
And if that's to scale, it would only appear that there's another 16 or so feet thereabouts to the edge of the Wild Goose Way right-of-way. So I guess my question is, does the right-of-way match the edge of paving, or does the right-of-way go beyond that? Do you know? Okay.
I don't know what the right-of-way would mean here.
Okay.
I just thought the measurements were what we needed.
And just to piggyback off from Mr. Williamson's question before, I think I heard this right, but I just want to make sure I understand it. You are not going to need a variance for any steps that project off the porch?
No, they're on the side of the deck.
Okay.
Other side of the porch.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Any other questions from members of the board?
I do have a question, and it's going back to question number three, not created by the applicant. I understand what you say with the builder putting the house too far back on the lot. I understand what you're saying. I don't understand how that can happen. I understand what you're saying. But you are proposing to put this extra building...
Two feet.
Mm-hmm. Is that created by you?
No, if the builder had put the house at 30 feet, which was the builder right-of-way at that time, then we would have had 7 additional feet to be using in our backyard.
But aren't you choosing to put a screened-in porch on the back of your property?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition of the application? Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against this application? Thank you. So let me get something straight in my head. There were two other variances, Mr. Sharp, in this community. Is that correct? One was approved and one was not?
I did not see the numbers on there. They
came up pretty quickly. I should say this. I wrote down numbers of ones that were there, but I couldn't tell whether they were approved or denied.
Ms. Ann, you could tell us.
There was 4 variances that I brought up. 1 was denied and 3 were approved.
And were they for all the rear setback?
1 was for the rear.
Only 1 approved for the rear?
Yes.
Do you remember which street it was on? And was that for an existing structure?
No, it was for a proposed screened porch.
Is that it there?
Yeah, that's it.
On Anchor Watch Loop. Five feet.
Yeah.
and they wanted to put a porch, is that right, a three-season roof, on the existing deck.
Can you scroll down to the last paragraph? No, it's not that far.
So they only recent, at that time, they had only recently acquired the property.
I don't know what the difference between this lot as far as the size would be.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Ann. Any other questions? No one? I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we deny case number 12496 for George E. and Lucille Kane. I believe I said that right. Pending a final written decision, the property does not have unique physical conditions, and which have created an exceptional practical difficulty, and the exceptional practical difficulty it was created by the applicant.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I vote no. So I vote a 4-1. Your application is denied.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.